Scripture reading this morning comes from Luke chapter 11. Let's listen to it in community. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." So he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, may your name be revered as holy. May your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.' And he said to them, 'Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Don't bother me. The door's already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you anything out of friendship, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, would give them a snake instead of a fish? If the child asked for an egg, would you give them a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?"
I want to draw your attention to the front of the bulletin, or if you can see on the screen, and I love this picture because I think it represents a foundational understanding of friends. The light of Christ is in each one of us, and as we sit here in this room, the light of Christ shines through us, but also that is a light that the light of Christ in us is shining through, or the Imago Dei, and we as friends may be the divine presence. But I want you to take a close look, because I think there's something fun about this, is look at the different lights, and you maybe have to look at your, what do you see? What do you notice? Yeah, lighthouse, bulbs, lamps, candles, star. What would you say, Larry? Right, yeah. And how different we are, and maybe what the light is that we bring with us and the uniqueness of it. And so as we think about having gathered here, we bring a variety of personalities, experiences, and invitations that God has for us individually, but also collectively. Because when we walk through the doors, part of this is our singing and our praying and our listening together is we move from that me to a we. And I think that's at the... And the thing that we're going to, in just a minute, in our collective prayer, we're going to actually pray the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples. It happens to be the one found in Matthew 6, the one that's more familiar with us. I like to say that the prayer in Luke 11 is the Quaker prayer. It's very simple. It's 6 lines, and it gets right down to the point. So we can think about that, but... So, in this We don't normally recite the Lord's Prayer. But I'm wanting us to do so because over 2,000 years, you know, for 2,000 years, Christians still recite this prayer. And I just wonder if you maybe can, when did you first learn this prayer? Perhaps, when was the last time you said it? In a group. So teach us to pray and let the light shine through us. And so I feel like we're already being gathered this morning because as we're going to pray this prayer together, I'd like us to imagine that we are maybe sitting or standing shoulder to shoulder with other Christ followers for the sake of all humans, all creation. And some of the concerns have already been named here globally. Dubai, Iran, Lebanon, Gaza, West Bank, Israel, Middle East countries, Sudan, Cuba. And maybe there's places globally or internationally that you carry. I'd like bring that to mind. Then maybe a little closer, homeless, sick, poor, refugees. So let's bring them into the room with us as we recite the Lord's Prayer. And if you'll go ahead and put that up. So let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And we're going to follow this by singing these words together. And I just want the little bit of how seriously we said that prayer, right? But I was with the idea of the joy of the Lord is our strength. I thank you, Stu, for talking about in Ramallah the sense of celebration. And so this, what we're going to sing together, and it's new, it's going to challenge us a little bit, is just a little bit more upbeat so that we can think about, you know, actually praying this out loud or even hearing it in more of a way that has a punctuation to it and a little bit of a power to it. So, and then after we sing these two songs, that the kids will be dismissed for their places of worship. I decided that since the request is Jesus teach us to pray, that instead of talking about it, we would actually do it together. So, hence our community prayer, but also our communion in the manner of friends. Because that is one of the foundations at the heart of Quaker, is this sense of listening, is that God is present with us. We say present in the midst, but I also just love the picture behind us that with all of us sitting together here with the light of Christ. And so it's trusting that internal presence to gather us. It's the being with God that we talked about last week, kind of stepping aside from the doing, because it's from that place of being that we can move with the bringing the light into the world and also finding the peace and repair and the protection that we need for our own souls. So sometimes it is in silence, which sometimes that kind of stillness can happen when we're walking or we're in nature. But we practice this together and hold each other in the light or in this presence to gather us. Because sometimes it's hard to do it by yourself. So that the sense of our communion is we receive, the senses is that we receive our daily bread, the sustenance that we need for our souls to refill our inner reservoir with living water. You might have heard us called the present teacher, the eternal listener. Strong, strong set points, anchor points for us in our tradition. So we're going to practice that. We have an extended time of silence to doubt today. And it's an experiential felt sense of presence that sometimes comes upon us. Sometimes it surprises us. But that's my hope as we enter in, is that there would be that sense of God gathering us and a felt sense of Spirit's presence. Now, if you receive a message or a word that you discern is for us who are gathered here, I pray that you would be faithful to share it. If you hear something for yourself, a nudge, then I ask and hope that you would take that with you and continue to seek its meaning, the discernment of it for you, and also the discernment as we gather for this meeting, in this time, in this space. So God, in your grace, gather us in this place of communion and partaking together of your Spirit and your light. We have partaken of the living Lord. Thank you for those that were faithful to offer your spoken word. And we're going to end just with a song that we lift our voices together.